This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Hello and welcome. Mike Adams here from naturalnews.com. And I'm with Dave Hodges of thecommonsenseshow.com. We're both involved in the Gen 6 seminar, well, conference series, a lot of speakers on some very amazing subjects. And I was able to connect with Dave at the event. He's here with me to talk about the future of humanity, life on Earth, and things beyond. Hi, Dave. Welcome.
Hey, Mike. Great to be with you. Good to finally meet you in person.
I know. Isn't that interesting? Yeah. We've been talking for years and we've never met in person.
Yeah, exactly. So, it's great to be here with you.
So let's just start with big picture stuff. What do you think are the big challenges facing humanity right now? I mean, you know, beyond just the layer of politics and the fake news media, there are way bigger things happening in our world, in our universe. What's on your mind right now as the biggest real threats to the future of human survival?
Somebody asked me the other day, said, Dave, are you changing what you cover? And I said, no, I'm not. I'm expanding my horizons in what I cover. And what I've typically have covered is government corruption, you know, global conspiracy to basically enslave mankind. But that's window dressing, because here at this conference, in something that I've been wrestling with for years, there are real entities that want to end our human existence. And they are in rebellion against God. And as Vance Davis, formerly of the NSA, told me back in the 1990s, he was educated on the fact in his NSA NATO training, there was a war in the cosmos that had been going on forever. And of course, we've heard a lot about that here. And he said, he described transhumanism as the goal, but didn't use the term. But he said they want to morph humans because they can't crack the code for the soul. They'd like to possess God's creation of the soul, but they can't. So they're out to destroy mankind, hence transhumanism. And so we really are locked in a battle here between good and evil. This is the real conflict. And the great deception is upon us. And I'm probably going to express it differently than what you've heard. When my father was making his deathbed revelations to me, he warned me about Project Bluebeam. And we're going all the way back to 1985. When he told me this, and he said, they will come upon the earth one day, but it won't be them. It'll be something else. He said, I don't think there are aliens, but I do think there are demons. And he said he knew the plan concocted by the CIA called Project Bluebeam. He said they will fake an alien invasion to get a global government going.
Wow.
And they didn't use, my dad didn't use the term New World Order then because it was 1985. But this is exactly what he described. And so I've been shaped by that experience and those discussions I had with him. So I've always had the, you know, Steve Quayle and I have had this discussion on my show a lot. We look for physical solutions, and that's okay, but the real solutions are on the spiritual plane.
You know, really, really good point. And since you've decided to go there in this conversation, let me back up for a second. For a listener, let's say, who's saying, normally you, Dave, or even myself, we talk about corruption of, you know, industry, corruption of government, the central banks, and so on. Why are you now, Dave, talking about so much bigger things, demons, spiritual salvation, in essence? What has changed in your mind to compel you to talk about this?
Because there has been a transformation in this planet. The war between heaven and hell is now manifesting right here on the planet. And we're seeing good and evil at the same time on this planet, but it's a reflection of a bigger struggle. And I believe we're coming to a nexus point. I'll give you an example just in our own country. I think the 2020 election, if we elect very many Democrats, it's real clear to me who they serve. You hear them in their debates. They never talk about Jesus. They don't mention God. They talk about killing babies after they're out of the womb. They talk about taking away all our means of self-defense. I mean, it's really clear the agenda. And the agenda that they serve is Satan's agenda. And this is the satanic war that's out there in the universe now coming to manifest here on Earth. I can't ignore it. When it's invaded what I've covered in my domain of corrupt politics, I've had to expand my game so people can better understand what we're dealing with.
You know, I'm right with you on that. When you look at people like California State Senator Richard Pan, I think that person is not even human. I think he's a demonic possession of a human body. He wants to ritualistically torture and sacrifice children. He's part of the pharma cartels. And we're seeing more and more signs, I think, of true demonic possession. I mean, what kind of species murders its own infants and celebrates it like the New York State legislature? They stand up and applaud the murder of human babies of their own kind. That's demonic. I mean, how can anyone deny that?
Well, part and parcel to that, and right along with it, we're now seeing calls for cannibalism. And to me, that's the same mentality. The evil forces are trying to get us to destroy ourselves by any means necessary. Cannibalism is one of them. Abortion is another.
That transgenderism.
Well, yeah. And with something you said in your presentation here at Gen 6, which is one of the best, every best I've ever seen. But you said, and I'm going to paraphrase, everything is celebrated in terms of what we used to call deviance. But today, anything that ends in procreation and live births is chastised as being evil. It's being the problem in society. And it's all part of the depopulation agenda that's really coming to the forefront. And what people don't realize who serve the left, who are into liberalism, that ultimately the power behind liberalism is Satan. And Satan wants to destroy every one of you, including those who serve him right now. The people who are serving Satan, they think, okay, I'm going to be fine. I just got to play along and play the game and I'll be okay. No, they won't. They're like the spiritual brown shirts of Nazi Germany, where Hitler killed the people who got him into power. Satan will do the same thing.
And I think, you know, like this Jeffrey Epstein situation is waking up a lot of people to the human, well, child trafficking, the systematic raping, the systematic feeding, you might say, feeding on children by Democrats at high level, the powerful globalists, people with money, people, radical left-wing people like Bill Clinton and so on. I mean, this is no longer just theory. We are seeing this happen. Jeffrey Epstein was probably murdered in prison to silence him, to cover this up. More and more evidence is coming out right in the open now.
I have a little different take on Epstein. I was involved with Enron and Ken Lay through Vance Davis, Bill Pollack, and our group. And we were working on alternative technology. You often refer to it as zero point. And Enron was highly interested. But we knew that the top Enron executives had dead man switches because they knew the powers that be did not want this technology out. And Ken Lay did not commit suicide. I know that for a fact. Okay, let's flip the coin and go to Jeffrey Epstein for a second. He would have been a damn fool not to have dead man switches on every continent. And so it's not a coincidence that the video cameras went down, the guards were off duty. They got him out of there. They faked his death. In fact, the guy they brought in to do the autopsy is the setup guy, Michael Baden. He did Kennedy's. He did Martin Luther King, and now they brought him in to cover up the Epstein deal. He's alive and well because he can implicate too many people.
And we have covered this, actually. I mean, you and I talked about this on your show once, and I hope you're right. But if Epstein is still alive, then that must mean they're giving him access to reset his dead man switches, which means he must be cooperating in some way. Or what, do you think he's tortured to reset those?
Well, I think that the people like the Clintons are breathing easier. Because he's free and his silence is part and parcel to his survival ability. So,
what do you think they put him in the witness protection program?
No, nothing like that. You know, we've speculated what happened to Ken Lay. And what happens is you go through a little plastic surgery, they wipe your mind clean, you even forget who you are, and they put you in a different location. And we think that's what ultimately happened with Ken Lay. Now, with regard to Epstein, I don't see why it would be any different. Now, he would know. One of the things you said, too, about Epstein exposing things, I want to make sure I get this on the record. I have been told for years from pretty reliable people that they hunt these kids before they eat them. And if they don't have too bad of wounds, then that's when they tear their hearts out and consume their hearts.
Wait a minute. You mean physically hunt
them? I'm talking when they take these kids to places like Epstein's Island. They don't do it with all of them. But they'll take some kids and they'll go out and they call it sport hunting.
Hunger Games, man.
Well, it's not just Hunger Games. Think about the movie that just got pulled back from release.
Oh, right.
The Hunt.
Yeah, The Hunt.
Where the liberals were hunting conservatives.
Right.
They may as well just to put children in there because that's what they do.
Wow.
This is how evil they are. I've known this for a very long time. Now, could I talk about it 10 years ago? Not unless I wanted to end up dead. Now, in this environment today, because so many people are talking about these kinds of things, it's safer to come out with it. You don't want to be the only guy that really knows something. And unfortunately, because of who I was talking to, I was probably getting information that I don't know anybody else in the independent media was getting at that time. And I talked about it with my news director, Andy DeRiso, and we decided for the time being, for safety reasons, we had to sit on this because there was no one else that knew what we knew.
Wow. Wow. Your website at commonsenseshow.com, you cover a lot of very important things. Of course, you're censored, like all of us are censored. But you're also on the Doug Hagman show quite a lot, right? And in many other shows, you and I do podcasts from time to time as well. Mm-hmm. You're still getting your message out. People could still find you. Your website hasn't been yanked off the internet yet.
No, it was.
It was.
A year ago, I had a webmaster go rogue on me. I want to redesign your website and upgrade it. Okay, well, he destroyed it. It went to zero, and he abandoned me.
Wow.
You know, I was going to be forgiving and let him fix the problem. We went to zero traffic, zero. What I'm doing now on the website where we're at now is a total rebuild in the last 11 months. Mm. And I was real – and we think he was compromised. He started saying, I'm taking on really big clients. And so, and all the things were there were telling me there was a real shift in him. Hmm. And he also began to have associations with people in the CalExit movement. We've been able to find that out. I found that out through Paul Preston. And if anyone doesn't know CalExit, it basically was California leaving the union. Hmm. This was my webmaster. And his associations were there. And then he started to not have time for me. When I had a problem, it was slow to be fixed. And then, boom, he just crashed me, and it was game over. Wow. And I had to go to Ted Brewer, and Dr. Ted Brewer from HealthMasters helped me. And I'm using his webmaster now, who's fantastic, Mark Donnie. And he really resurrected our website. So, yes, I was taken down. I believe it was an orchestrated hit on purpose. And then I have the usual problems that people on YouTube have.
Oh, yeah. Of course, the censorship.
I interviewed Lindley Oz the other day, just a wonderful human being. And she went through some of the struggles she has experienced and how she dealt with it from a Christian perspective. YouTube demonetized that. There was no politics in it.
It must be hate speech to quote Jesus.
She quoted Jesus and, we can't have that.
Right.
That kind of shows you where they're coming from.
Well, to wrap this up, Dave, I just want to say that your voice is very courageous and it's very important for our time. So please do everything that you need to do to stay online and stay active. And of course, if there's anything that I can ever do to help you, please let us know because, I'm big fans. I'm a big fan of your work and our fans are your fans as well.
That's true. And Mike, I just want to say that people who weren't able to attend Branson, it's worth the price of getting the pre-sale DVDs. And I don't make any money on this and neither does Mike, but his presentation was among the best I have ever seen. And he laid it all out what the agenda was. I had been talking about terraforming in the past. And as one of my listeners told me here at this conference, he said, Dave, your stuff was pretty good. It was like on about a sixth grade level compared to Mike that was a PhD. and you nailed what the agenda is and who's behind it. And so I encourage people to get that DVD. But anyway, thank you for your support. And it's always great to be on with you.
Well, it means a lot coming from you, Dave. Thanks for that feedback. And a lot of people, I've heard from a lot of people, they really did enjoy that presentation. But most importantly, about the things that I talk about and you talk about, it's helping people connect big picture dots to give them a now clarity about what's really happening in the world in ways that they never could have seen before. We've kind of given people X-ray vision to see through the deception. That's what we do.
Well, there really are demons. There really is a devil. and the war is on, and it's come to Earth.
Well said. That's Dave Hodges, everyone, from thecommonsenseshow.com. This is Mike Adams. Of course, watch all our videos and podcasts at Brighteon.com, the YouTube alternative for free speech. A lot of new features coming for that platform in the next couple of months. You're going to be amazed. So thank you for listening. Share this everywhere that you can, if you're not banned from doing so. And this is Mike Adams here, Health Ranger, naturalnews.com. Take care. Most of the vitamin C available on the market today is made from genetically modified corn. If you want non-GMO vitamin C, get it from the Health Ranger store. We are certified non-GMO, lab-tested for heavy metals, glyphosate, microbiology, and a lot more. Check out our non-GMO vitamin C at healthrangerstore.com.